Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. It's a Sunday morning and I'm outside. It's an absolutely gorgeous day today. The sun is shining, a little bit of a breeze, but it's winter now, and this is like some of the weather we missed out on in autumn. We haven't had a particularly awesome autumn, so that normally means we're going to have a long cold winter. But anyway, I'm enjoying some sunlight right now. Today I wanted to talk to you about the power of no and when it is that you need to say no. I just last week talked about the power of yes and what it means to be able to say yes, and yes opens up a whole bunch of different opportunities and so forth. So I wanted to use today an example that's happened to me over the last week, and it had the potential to be yes, but I've turned it into a no, and I want to tell you why. So over the last 7 days, it's been a bit of a media frenzy for me, and kind of new territory, because I've been on live TV, I've been on the national news, I've been in various print media, I've got a photo shoot tomorrow for a local newspaper, and all of that has come out of me saying yes. Now, along the journey, there's been some other things that I've got some other commitments this week to see whether they turn into something else, whether I've had authors reach out to me, I've had a podcast show that I've got an interview with this week, and I've got more meetings lined up with different people to help progress this cause of how do we make some changes in the space of eating disorders, etc., etc. Now, I guess actually thinking out loud, I've got two situations now. So one of them was a magazine reached out to me, and I won't name the magazine, but they reached out to me Monday last week about appearing in their magazine. Now, it's a magazine that I don't read. I did some research to see how many, people does it reach? Who does it, who's the demographic? And so the demographic is about right in terms of it's, I think, 80, 85% women. It goes to about 750,000 people. It's a weekly magazine. And I don't read it. It looks a little bit kind of trashy, if I could say that. And I could see that the story would, just appear and then, it would just be gone. However, if you have the potential exposure to get to, almost 1 million people, then can that positively impact people in a way? And of course, the answer is yes. And so I said yes to the, I'd like to connect with them. And then they sent me a contract. And it's a short contract. It's only like, it's sort of one page, but it's got some, other conditions and stuff. And it just didn't sit right with me. It didn't feel right. Like, it's very, obviously, if you're going to sign something with one of these magazines, they're exclusivity clauses. And I just didn't like the sound of this particular exclusivity clause. Like, it's a worldwide exclusive rights for a period of time. But of course, once you sign, you are completely in the hands of them. For instance, if they sign you today and they don't decide to actually run the story for 12 months, then you can't share your story with anyone else. Now, I reached out and I said, look, I just had some concerns. I said I wasn't interested. They were going to pay me for it. I said, I don't want the money. It's about sharing the message. And they said, oh, we're just trying to, prevent you from going to these other two magazines that they had suggested, which are their competitors. And they said any other media is fine. Now, that's okay to say that, but the contract doesn't say that. Now, I could go back and say, well, if you put that exact wording in the contract, then I'll sign it. But it just hasn't been sitting right with me. And the other thing that hasn't been sitting right is I reached back and said, look, I would like to have the weekend to just, process everything. As I said, it's been a really, really busy week. And there's obviously I've lost my daughter in this whole process. And the story is about that and, changing, I guess, the mindset around eating disorders and so forth. And he didn't respond to that, but instead, and I get that it's automated, but this is just goes to show you how some of these processes shouldn't be automated. Every single day at about 12:15 a.m. in the morning, I get sent the contract again with a prompt, a reminder to sign it. Now, so I've had that for the last 5 days or so, and I get that it's automated, but it shouldn't be. Because obviously of the sensitive nature of this and how upsetting it could be, obviously they want to secure the story, but I just thought that just goes to show that there isn't probably the genuine care and support in obtaining the story. And if they had have reached out to me via phone or something like that, then it would have had a different outcome. But I can see that this is just another way of them getting a story. And because I haven't signed the contract straight away, it's like, okay, well, we'll just put you in the automated system. And if you sign, you sign. If you don't, you don't. So some red flags. And I thought, that's not how you build a relationship with someone. And obviously they just want a story. They don't genuinely care about me, my daughter, or the story. It's just another space to fill in their magazine. So I was lying in bed this morning thinking about it. I thought, well, what's the upside and downside here? It didn't feel right. I thought, if I was doing that to somebody, like if I wanted a story, I wouldn't do it that way. It doesn't feel right. So I messaged them back today to say, thank you, but I've decided not to proceed in the magazine. Thanks for your understanding. So we'll see what comes back. I bet you tonight I will still get, or tomorrow morning, I'll get an automated reminder to sign the contract. So sometimes you just need to say no, right? It didn't feel right. It didn't seem like it's the right type of magazine to be sharing something about my story and my daughter's story. I thought that there might be a risk of it being cheapened, if you like. So wasn't happy with that side of things. And so just because there is that potential exposure, don't just automatically say yes. And in this process, what I did think about was Sylvester Stallone. And you think, why? Well, if you know the story of Rocky and how Sylvester Stallone said no to all these different offers because he wanted to be in it. And they didn't, nobody he went to, because he was unknown, wanted him to be in it. So he said no to all of those things. Even though he was broke, even though he wanted to get, the movie done, he only wanted to get it done if he was in it. And so he kept going until he was in it, and then the rest is history. The Academy Awards, the amazing success that he's now gone on to have. And I think that sometimes you just need to hold out. What I was thinking was, yes, it's easy to, give you a contract and say, oh, no, we just mean this. But if then I went and did something else, there's a chance that they then enforce the contract to say, well, no, yes, we said that, but the contract says this, and so therefore you're in breach. We have the sole rights to this forever kind of thing. And that was referring to this, etc. I just thought, sure, this is the sort of thing that you shouldn't have to sign contracts. So I didn't have to sign any contracts to be on TV, to be in the other media this week. So why would now all of a sudden I start doing that? So we need to say no sometimes. Now, the other thing that I'm considering at the moment is, this one's a bit tricky. I don't know all the details of it yet, but with the fundraising that I've been doing in my daughter's name for the therapy dogs for sick kids, my aim was to raise this money, which we've raised over 10,000 now, was to use the therapy dog money in the hospital where my daughter has spent most of her time. However, trying to get these big organisations to come to the party in getting a process in place and making it actually happen can be really, really slow. Now, I'm certainly not giving up on it, but it has just been so slow to, like not 1 cent of it has been spent on a therapy session yet for any kids that are in that hospital. And obviously there's a, you know, there's red tape and all that kind of stuff. The doctor that I'm working with, I've said, I'd like to meet up with you to outline a process to make this start happening. I mean, now we're heading into 5 weeks since my daughter passed away and still not 1 cent has been spent. And anyway, the doctor has connected me with somebody to their foundation where donations go, etc., etc. Now, what I have said right from the beginning is that I don't want to raise all this money and give it to a foundation and just expect them to put those funds in the area where I want them. Because, to be honest, I don't trust them. I have no transparency of, you know, what goes on in this foundation, and they get like probably tens of millions of dollars of funds, and $10,000 in the scheme of it is nothing. So they're just like, oh, well, yeah, we'll just make sure that we do a few sessions here and there. That's not what this money is for. It's for a specific type of distressed child that is in a similar situation to what my daughter was, where a therapy session or therapy sessions would help in that situation right now. And I just don't trust that it's going to work that way if I just say, yeah, sure, here's the money. Now, the devil is in the detail, just like this contract that I was mentioning for the magazine. And I haven't had the connection with the person yet. I've been told that my name's been given to them. That was like 4 days ago. I haven't been reached out to yet. And I need to know what the exact process is so that there is transparency and I know that the money is being used the right way. And it's not just words. Yeah, sure, we'll use the money for that. But the reality is they don't. So I've got to be careful with that. So if they don't do it in a way that I like, I'm going to say no to it, and I'll take the money somewhere else and take it to another hospital, because I'm just not going to be dictated to by a big organisation where I'm trying to do the right thing. Because one of the things that came out of one of my meetings that I had with other allied health professionals yesterday, and the day before, Friday, and the program that they're putting in place, this is a program that would have helped save my daughter's life. And with the institution I was working with, the number of conversations that I had to try and get a different type of care for my daughter, and there was just barriers after barrier after barrier, and they just said no to pretty much everything that we said. Now, the things that they said no to would have helped save my daughter, There's no doubt. But they said no to them because why? Well, it's funding, it's we don't do it that way, or that's not a good way to do it, etc. Well, she's not here anymore. Who's right? You know, we didn't have that chance to try that. And so, to be honest, I'm sick and tired of, you know, me suggesting ways of care, them saying no. And if they say, well, yes, no, thank you for the money, we love your money, thank you, give us your money, but they don't do it in a way that is going to satisfy the criteria that I want, then they don't get it. Because I'm not just going to give it to a foundation and just expect it to be you know, used in the way that is in the spirit of what my daughter would want, because that would be a crime. So we've got to be careful, right? You've got to be careful. And one of the things that I realize just in this last week, there are some great ways to build relationships, and I'm always learning about from my coach, how do you build effective relationships, how do you make them, how do you create them, how do you maintain them, nurture them, how do you grow them, then how do you monetize some of these relationships in some ways. And I'm learning every day, and this last week there's been some great learning exercises, the things that I can do to add value to a relationship, to really build and nurture that relationship. And then there are things that can happen, like in this magazine situation, that has actually, rather than them building a relationship, I believe they've damaged it, and that's ultimately ended up in me saying no to it. With the raising of these funds, very, very simple to be able to, you know, have a difference on the ward with these kids that need it. But if you're going to make it too difficult and say, well, no, the only way you can do it is our way and it's this way, and I get it's a big institution, but if you think the way that you are doing things is always right and you are not open to change and listen to the way that I want it done, then I'm afraid you've damaged that relationship and you don't get the funding. It's as simple as that. I will take it to another institution. So we will see what this week ahead has got in store for me. But you've got to understand the power of no. You've got to be able to sleep at night. And one of the reasons that woke me up this morning was because this contract was sitting over my head, and I thought, you know what? That is silly. I'm trying to do the right thing here by getting the story out and helping more and more people. This doesn't fit right with me. It doesn't sit well. So if that's the case, say no. And look, I had one of the good relationships I've made in the last week is with the chief media officer of a politician, and I sent the details to her, and she said, one, I've never heard of this journalist, and two, it's probably not the right magazine, and three, I wouldn't sign it because of the exclusivity clause. So there you go, that sits well with where my mind was at. So if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation right there. It's a global invitation. Global. It's with me personally, and I'd love to connect. Stay safe, stay healthy. Enjoy some sunshine in your part of the world. Get out and move today. See you tomorrow.